and that the world will come to know who he is.
Beautiful Saturday morning right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And I welcome you to Generation 419. This is your favorite children's program on radio. And my name is Reverend Dr. Ike. This morning I'm live in the studio. This is Fire from Sissy Winers. Well, this morning we are going to have an interesting time again. I'm expecting a wonderful guest. But this is what we are going to do today. You pick your phone and then either you call in or you text about a question that is on your mind. So this segment is called What's on Your Mind? And I'm bringing a pastor to the studio, a children's pastor to the studio, to help us to answer your question.
Acts 2 and 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all...
Let me read a scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 8.
A sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Bible says that if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment... between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then thou shalt arise and get up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose.
Just like you did it be.
And verse 9 says that, and thou shalt come unto the priests of the Levites,
just like,
and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire.
Lord,
and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. So if there's a matter of controversy, if there's a matter you are finding it very difficult to get answers to, this segment, this season is called What's on Your Mind? What is on your mind? Ghana, you say, what is on your mind? But if you are coming from where I'm coming from, you say, what's on your mind?
With the Lord alone.
End it.
And I have to have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy...
So my line is 0279100600. So tell us your name, where you are texting from, and your question. Please, young people, read over the question before you send to me, okay? So text us your question. Any question bothering you at all? Once a teacher told me that there is no foolish question. Every question can be answered. So whatever question is bothering you in the Bible, please text us on 0279-100-600. It's called What's On Your Mind. A matter of controversy. A sentence too hard for you to understand. Your name, where you are texting from, and your question. Please, your question should be brief. Try and read it and make sure that your English is English. This is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. I've seen your questions coming in already. So I have one of my very good friend pastors in the studio here. He's an anointed man. He has worked with the children for a long time. Very anointed, very intelligent. He's a good pastor. When I say good pastor, dear, I mean he's a good pastor. I draw inspiration from him. I mean, he makes things happen. He pastors the children's church in Mandela SCC of the QFC church. And this morning, he's a very busy man, but by the grace of God, I've tried to look for a way to bring him here. And he is going to help us to answer all the questions that are on your mind. He is Pastor Peter. Pastor Peter, you are welcome. Pastor Peter, you are welcome to Generation 419.
Wow, thank you, Reverend Ike, for such an opportunity to be on radio and help to answer questions for young children.
Wait. The thing, is it like you just came from America or something, or you are in Ghana here?
I'm in Ghana.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for Pastor Peter, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Reverend Ike. It's always a pleasure to see you.
I drank tea this morning. The English is coming.
In fact, I drank green tea with biscuits.
No, but you, dear, you are from a certain part of the country. So. Charlie, but it's a pleasure. This morning, our children are going to send us questions on their mind.
Wow.
It's called What's On Your Mind? I think I can also activate the phone lines. Those who want to ask through calling can also do. So you can also call on 0279-100-600. So when you call, please make sure your question is ready, all right, and tell us where you are calling from. So you can both text us on the normal text, or you can send us a WhatsApp, okay, and then we will answer your question. All right. Okay, so people are texting, but then I think I'm seeing what I'm supposed to see. All right, thank you. So keep your questions coming, and I believe that we are going to answer. So, Pastor Peter, that is it.
Wow,
Before you came in, I read a scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 8, that says that if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, being a matter. Let me say that. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gate, then thou shalt arise. So between plea and plea, you don't know what the answer is.
Yes.
It's difficult to differentiate between blood and blood.
Yeah.
Difficult to differentiate between stroke and stroke. And it is a matter of controversy.
Yeah.
Controversy means that we can't tell where we don't know the answer.
Yes.
It's a matter of controversy. And then he said, then thou shalt arise.
Wow.
And get to a place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Then the verse 9, it says that, and thou shalt come unto the priest, the Levites.
Mm.
So you are the priest.
Wow.
You right now that you have come here, you are the priest. you are going to help us. He said, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of the judgment.
Wow.
Mm. So right now, as we have come here, you are the priest. Okay. So the children are going to send their questions to us. And then the matters of controversy. I mean, and then we are going to help them to answer. So 0279-100-600. You can call, you can text. We have a number of text messages coming in. I think maybe to start with, are you a firm believer of the fact that children have questions?
Oh, a lot. There are lots of questions on children's mind.
Mm.
I mean, I've been privileged to pastor children, and sometimes, you know, even when things that are not in the Bible,
okay,
they will ask you that, so pastor, is it wrong to do this?
Mm.
So you could, because they've been hearing me preach about something. Okay. So for example, I used to tell them why they shouldn't listen to worldly music.
Okay.
So then I told them that in the case of Saul and David, when the Bible said that when God sent an evil spirit to torment Saul, the Bible said that, and they said that there's a young guy that whom the spirit of the Lord is upon, and when he plays the harp, the Bible says it drives away the evil spirit. So I said, listen, so if there is a sound that can drive away an evil spirit, then it means that there's also a sound that can also call down an evil spirit to you.
Wow, that's First Samuel. The passage in First Samuel.
Yeah.
So the children know that we always tell them it's not good to do this.
Yes.
It's not good. But why is it not good?
Why?
Why is it not good?
Why?
I'm sure that's what brings us here. Now, quickly, let's take our first question. This one says, I'm Samuel from Medina. Please, how can you identify your gift?
Wow.
Samuel from Medina. He says, how can you identify your gift?
Your gift.
Pastor Peter.
Wow. So when we talk about giftings, we have the spiritual gifts. Then we have, gifts as in probably
talent.
He has to be specific about the type of gift he's talking about.
Okay.
But I'll help him.
Okay.
Probably he's talking about as in what you find doing easily.
Okay.
So a gift is something that you don't struggle to do.
Mm.
It comes naturally. It's a natural instinct that you are able to do it.
Mm.
And so one of the things that can help you to identify your gift is what you find easy to do.
Mm.
You don't struggle to do it.
Yeah.
Let me give myself as an example. I have realized that I don't struggle to talk.
Okay.
When it comes to public speaking. So I was like, okay, then this is probably a gift that I have.
Mm.
And also, as a teacher, along the years, I've also realized that when it comes to teaching, it's not a struggle. Wherever you put me within a space of some time, quickly I adjust and I just flow. So one of the issue, be able to identify, okay, this is what I am able to do. I don't struggle to do it.
Mm.
Then secondly, to have a gift, you have to look at someone who has that gift that you have. So for example, if maybe you realize that you can do things easily, you don't struggle with it, there's someone that you can look at, be a mentor to you.
Okay.
And also, I believe that you can have a gift, but you also need to be trained in the gift that you have. Well, when you look at footballers are gifted in playing, but they don't stop training.
Yeah, they have to train all
they
the
have
time.
To train. So it's good to have, to identify the gifts.
Mm.
So to identify a gift is that, what do I find easily to do? That's the first point.
Yeah. I also believe that one of the ways that will help us to identify our gift is to pray.
Yeah.
To pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who can do so many things.
Yeah.
This person can do this, multi-talented
people.
Yes, and then we also have people that actually it's just this one they can do. The moment you bring in something else,
they can confuse them.
Yes, so people struggle to get what to do, especially when they get into a certain jurisdiction, they feel that this person is talented and they cannot identify themselves with anything.
Yeah.
Then they feel, quote unquote, useless.
Yeah.
So as young people, one of the things we have to do, like first, like you said, is to identify what you can do effortlessly.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't struggle to do. Some of us struggle to do few things.
Yeah.
So some of you, when you are dancing, you have to calculate the steps.
Like I mean, me.
You really have to do calculation in your head and see. Some people, they just hit the ground going. I mean, they don't have to rehearse. They just appear and then they are there. Then the next thing is to pray about it and ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
Yeah.
What can I do? And I think that prayer is the best. It's better the Holy Spirit reveals to you what you can do when you don't know what to do.
What to do.
Yes. Very, very important. And even at church, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do? Because sometimes that you don't fit into the choir. You went to the choir, they sack you. Your voice was not good. The instrument, you are finding it very difficult to try ushering. Okay, or try something else. Try something else and keep trying. Yeah. See, sometimes you have to try a number of things.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you get to you get to a place where you can say that this is where I fit and this is where I can do my best.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Pastor Peter, this one is Edith Brown from Alajo.
Wow.
She says, "What does it mean to be an ambassador of Christ?"
Wow.
What does it mean to be an ambassador of Christ?
There is a scripture I would like to share. I think from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Verse, I think from verse 17 downwards.
Okay.
Will help us to understand who an ambassador is.
All right. Let's go there.
2 Corinthians 5. Verse 17.
Okay.
Down to 20.
2 Corinthians 5. And young people, I hope you are taking notes. You can send us your messages on 0279-100600. Both normal text and also WhatsApp. We will read it. And Pastor Peter is in the studio to help us answer your question. Pastor, have you gotten the scripture?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm reading from the NLT version.
NLT, all right.
So, I mean, your answer is in verse 20, but I want us to read from verse 17 for you to understand who is an ambassador.
Of Christ, okay.
So verse 17 says that this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Verse 18, and all of this is a gift from God,
okay,
who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 90, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, so we are Christ ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So we are Christ ambassadors.
God is making his appeal through us.
Okay.
We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
Mm.
I mean, so you could see that verse 20, even from verse 18, is telling us that God has made us messengers of reconciliation.
Okay.
And therefore, we are Christ ambassadors.
Break it down for my children.
Okay.
Reconciliation. You know, right now, you are doing Bible exegesis.
Yeah.
Humanetics and homiletics. you went to Bible school, so you understand. Okay. People have confused us with these things. So. Demonology.
Eschatology. So eschatology is talking about the end time.
Hey.
Then we have angelology, the study of angels.
Homiletics.
Is the interpretation of the Bible.
Hermeneutics. That one is what?
The hermeneutics is...
Hey, you have confused us. You run right here with all these words.
Then we have pneumaticals. That's of the spirits.
Eschatology.
The science of the end time.
It's okay. Let's come back to ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
All right. So I mean, when you look at the dictionary, an ambassador is a representative.
Okay. So let me read what an ambassador is. Yes,
from the dictionary.
It says, an accredited diplomat sent by a state as its permanent representative in a foreign country.
Very good.
Let me read it again. An accredited diplomat sent by a state. Okay, so Ghana, we have sent somebody from here to the UK.
To UK, yes.
To represent Ghana.
Yes.
So, in effect, you have become the president of Ghana in UK.
In UK.
Okay, so you are there as a permanent representative in a foreign country.
Yes.
Whatever you say there, it means Ghana has said it.
Yes.
If UK has a function, you go. And so Ghana will give $100,000. Yeah, it means we've promised. The president has promised.
And if, if you have any key, I heard that you can even seek asylum when you run to an embassy in another country.
Okay.
So let's say you are in UK and maybe the UK police is after you. The moment you get, you enter the Ghana embassy in UK,
they can't arrest you.
Mm. They can't because...
You're in a different land.
Yes, that particular jurisdiction is bought by the Ghana government.
Go deeper. So now let's bring it down. Here.
So a Christ ambassador is someone who stands in the stead of God.
Okay.
Do you understand?
All right.
So when you read Matthew chapter 5 from verse 16, when the Bible says, ye are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the earth.
Okay.
It means that wherever you find yourself, you must exhibit Christ to people.
In your classroom.
So your classroom is your world.
When they see you, they can see God.
They must see God in you. Mm. One of the things that I pray a lot for young people is that, Father, let Christ be seen in them. Mm. Let Christ be forming them. Mm. And even me as a person, God, let Jesus be seen in me. Because at the end of the day, it is Christ.
Mm.
Paul says that imitate me as I imitate Christ Jesus. So at the end of the day, as a Christian, as a Christ ambassador, when you go out there, wherever you find yourself in your world, in your classroom as a student, you are Christ's representative, which means that if someone needs to experience the love of Jesus, you must show him that love.
Oh, Charlie, you are answering the question, Paul.
That is who a representative is. Yeah. You act on behalf of the government who have sent you.
And I think that I don't think we just choose anyone like that. We choose a human being.
Yes.
A human being. Somebody that we a sound mind.
Yeah.
An intelligent person.
Yes.
Somebody we can say that this is a citizen of this country. If you are not sure of your citizenship, we cannot easily ask you to go and represent us somewhere.
Yeah. And even from the dictionary meaning, it says unaccredited. You know, this accredited means that it has been tested, it has been tried, it has been proven.
This one says that an official envoy, especially a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, accredited to a foreign government or a sovereign as the resident. As a resident, whatever. Yeah, so as a resident representative of his or her own government or a sovereign or an appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment.
Wow.
Oh. So all this one means that we are ambassadors of Christ. We are Christ's representatives.
Yes.
So if Jesus Christ doesn't insult, you don't have to insult wherever you are.
Yes.
If Jesus Christ doesn't steal, as you are going, don't go and steal.
Yes.
As Jesus Christ doesn't gossip.
Don't go and gossip.
Jesus Christ doesn't listen to worldly music.
Don't listen to worldly
Jesus
music.
Jesus Christ doesn't watch pornography.
Yes.
As you are there, represent us well.
Yes. I mean, I was having my quiet time in the first Peter, and when Peter was like, ye be holy, even as your father is holy. Sometimes people is like, nobody is perfect. I said, no. The Bible says, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
I think if Christians want to misbehave, that's why they say nobody is perfect.
You are perfect because the God who created you is a perfect being. He's a perfect being. And Jesus said that, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So which means that there is a great tendency for you to be perfect as a Christian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pastor Peter, God bless you so much. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. This is where the young people gather, all right, and dive into the Word of God. And this season, we are doing what's called What's on Your Mind? What is on your mind? What is bothering you? What is that question that you couldn't find answers to? And then I'll be bringing men of God to the studio who help us to demystify, break down, answer your question, take away the mysteries, and make your questions clear. Make your questions and give you answers to whatever is bothering you. Well, this one doesn't have a name, but I insist that when you send us your message, you should add your name and where you are texting from. It tells me a lot. Okay. This one says, good morning, men of God. Men, you are the men of God.
You are the men of God.
Please. How will you know You see, if you are a child and you are texting, okay, don't write you, just you. Okay, yeah. If you are paying school fees for you and you write like this, it's not powerful. We are paying school fees for you. Some of your school fees is 5,000. So you can't tell us that 1 + 1 = 11, please.
And if you are writing a formal letter, this you is not accepted in a formal letter.
It's not accepted anywhere.
You will be marked wrong for a formal letter writing just the you.
If not because I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ, I won't read this.
You will read that because if it was a formal letter, you just have to use a red pen to just circle it out.
All right, but I say good morning, man of God. Please, how will you know if you have a calling of God upon your life?
Wow.
How will you know if you have a calling of God? We have a lot of questions here.
Wow.
How will you know if you have a call of God upon your life?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How will you know? People say, God called me. How did they hear it? How did they know?
How did they hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you read Bishop Dag's book on what it means to become a shepherd, one of the things that he wrote is that it's a desire.
A desire.
Yeah. When you read 1 Timothy 3, verse 1 or so, he says that he who desires the office of a bishop desires a good thing. And so I believe that, first of all, God gives you a certain desire for his work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give myself as an example. I didn't hear my son, Peter, I have called you to become a priest for me. No. But I mean, along my walk with God as a young, I got born again in senior high school.
Wow.
I went to Adesanya College. And so in school, I got born again. And at a point, I realized that I was having desires for so many things, especially my interest in the things of God was increasing. So that was why. So I believe that God gives you a desire for his work.
Okay.
A desire for, and even before that desire, you must develop a relationship with God. That's the most important thing. Because if your relationship with God you've not developed it, how will you even identify? So along your relationship with God, then the desire comes.
Okay.
Because first of all, even though you have the call of God,
all right,
the most important thing is your relationship with God.
God.
The God that you want to serve.
Okay.
What's your relationship with him, number one?
Mm.
So if you have a relationship with him, then the desire comes. Then along the desire, you begin to have interest in the things of God.
Mm.
In the things of God.
So these are ways to know that God calls you.
Yes.
And also I want to add that it's possible for God to call children.
Very.
In the case of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Appointed you as a prophet.
Prophet and ordained you.
Yes, to the nations.
Yeah.
So God calls young people. Every young person, God calls every young person.
Yeah.
God can call young people.
Young people.
And I think that it is our aim to try and listen when God is calling us. Because sometimes God calls us just that we don't hear or we don't hear or we don't obey.
Obey.
Yes, that's also another way as it is.
Yeah, and even when you look at Samuel and Josiah.
Yeah.
I mean, Josiah was 8 years old when he was made a king. It was a call that God has given to him. And you could see that at his age, he did so many things in Israel as a king. Because God called him. So like you're saying, God calls young people. You see, and you see, if you're a young person, you need also to be guided and mentored.
Okay.
Yes. Because when you take the case of Samuel as an example.
All right.
The Bible says that Samuel used to, in the night, he heard a voice, Samuel. And when he woke up, he went straight to his pastor, which was Eli. And Eli said, I have not called you.
Yeah.
Then he went by. So until the last time that the call came and he went to it, Eli said, listen, when you hear the voice again, just say this, Master, speak for thy servant what heareth. So, and when he said that, that was when God began to speak to him. So as young people, you'll be called, but you also need someone to guide you, to identify that listen, this is
God calling.
This is God calling.
This voice is so it, then it comes back to the fact that you must have a pastor.
You must have a pastor. It's so, true.
In the case of Samuel, his pastor was Eli.
Eli, yes.
So Eli told him that I was not the one calling. This is God.
Yes, yes. And you see, Eli was a seasoned pastor.
Yeah.
And realized that no, this one. The way he's coming back and forth, probably it might be the Lord talking to the boy Samuel, but God used the voice of Eli to call Samuel.
Okay.
So in Samuel's mind, Eli was calling me. Until Eli explained to him, listen, when you hear this voice again, see this word. So you know, so if God has not brought Eli to Samuel's life at that particular point of his life, he wouldn't have even known that God is calling me, or God has a particular mission. That is why it is important as young people that we shouldn't joke with our pastors.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, that God has given us pastors according to what? To his own heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and what? And understanding. So my candid advice to every young person, listen, never joke with your pastors. Especially if you are a young person. And where you fellowship, there's a pastor in charge of you, because in some churches there's no pastor in charge of young people.
This matter, if you say we'll go there, most I was explaining to somebody the last time that if the devil can make you believe that your children's church is not important.
Important, yeah.
Then the children has succeeded in destroying your church in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. And most churches don't understand why the children must have pastors.
Yeah.
It's like, the children, but they come, they should be under the canopy.
Yeah.
Let's share toffee for them.
And sing Father Abraham.
Father Abraham. After that, we let them go home. Do you see? So they don't really. So if such a child has this scripture we are talking about, he or she desires the office of a bishop. Do you understand? Or if such a child, just like Samuel, had a dream, who is his Eli that he's going to see?
Going to see, yes.
Okay, so the child, number one, doesn't have a pastor.
Yeah.
Number two, when the child gets to church, the child just roam about. Many churches, you see the children.
Yeah, roaming about.
Then there's some sausage seller who comes around, sells sausage. Then the children, and they become dirty. Even before we close church, the children are dirty already.
Including their pastor's children.
Yeah. Do you see? So if the devil can make you understand that, and people don't even understand why you should even give your best for the children's
for the
church.
It's
a children's church. There. Let's look for somebody who has failed his BC, can just make them keep quiet. And the guy is there, he's wearing some T-shirt, be holding some cane. Hey,
just
come,
sit occupy
down.
The
occupy
children.
To the human beings close church.
Yes.
Then, so that's why they call the adult church main church.
Main church.
Adult church cannot be the main church. It's an adult church.
It's an adult church.
Yes, we have adult church and children's church. There's not like main church. If that's the main church, then the children's church is what? It's not a main thing. It's just some side dish. But that shouldn't be the case.
Yes.
Okay. So if you are listening to us and you are a pastor, give one of your best pastors to pastor the children.
Yeah. Me, Rev, I believe that, you know, Rev, I watched the video and you could see these were 6, 7, 8 year old children, and they were teaching them spiritism.
Wow.
How to do magic, how to read the sign, the symbols of the satanic things.
Merci.
And you could see that they don't say if we inculcate these little ones at this tender age, they are over 20, 30 years to do what we want them to do. So I think that we should place much emphasis on the children's church.
Wow.
Yes, I mean, if you're a pastor of a ministry, and you have children, I mean, you should also, your eye must be there. You must have someone who can actually pastor the children for you, and you, the senior pastor, once in a while visit them, see what they are doing. Because I read one man of God's book, and he said that the children are the next generation of Christians.
It is.
I mean, when I saw that particular sentence, it's It's something changed. I'm like, hey,
something entered you.
It's very true because this is the next generation of Christians we are actually presenting to God.
If you have a 7-year-old in your church now, in 10 years' time, that child becomes 17.
17, yeah.
17 years. You can imagine what you can do with a 17-year-old boy or girl now.
Yes.
If you have a 17-year-old, if you have about 10, 17-year-olds
in your church,
they can be your choir, they can do your media, they can do so many things.
Exactly,
for you.
Exactly.
So you just have to invest in them now. And then you reap later. All right, let's take our next question. This one says, Rebecca in Dansoma. Rebecca said, please, when we read the book of Romans 10:17.
Yeah.
Bible says faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. I think the question just ended there. But then maybe let's try and explain what this scripture means. What does it mean when we say faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Pastor Peter?
All right. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
Now, this faith is about your stance in Christ.
Mm.
God. So, I remember in the Bible, Jesus said that, take heed of what you hear.
Yeah.
For whatever you hear, it affects you. So, as a Christian, the things you expose yourself to hear can affect your faith.
That's true.
Can affect you. So, in order to develop your faith in Christ, then there are certain things you must hear.
Okay.
Hear the word of God.
Yeah. And also to grow well as a young Christian, there are things you must also not hear.
Yes.
What you hear affects you. What you don't hear also affects you.
Yes.
Okay. And in our generation, we like to hear things.
A lot of things.
And so you see every young person moving about, there's some earpiece in there. You want to hear something.
You want to hear something.
Whatever you are hearing affects you.
Yeah.
You believe in it.
Yeah.
You actually believe what you hear.
Crap.
I mean, we've all watched Nigerian movies where one person has died before, where you are not able to sleep.
Yeah.
What you see, what you hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you don't know about something, but the moment you heard it, suddenly you are disturbed. Okay. Or a certain advice you have never thought of, but because somebody has said it, you kind of believe it.
Yeah.
Because, and sometimes it depends on who is saying the thing.
Who is saying the thing?
If the person is this person you have put in a certain bracket, like you have so much respect for the person, and is this person Christ said that?
Yeah.
Do you see? Then you see that you gravitate towards what the person has said, and you begin to like last week we were in the camp, and I was talking about the movie God's Not Dead.
Yeah.
And I was saying that the guy was defending God, the student was defending God, made a statement that nonsense remains nonsense. I'm trying to find out who said it. Nonsense remains nonsense if it was spoken by the world. Yeah, I think I found it here. This is John Lennox. John Lennox. So John Lennox is a famous scientist.
Wow.
And he said that nonsense remains nonsense, even when talked by world famous scientists. So okay. John Lennox is a Bible scholar.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a Bible scholar. Yeah. And he said, nonsense remains nonsense. It doesn't matter who says it.
Who says it?
Do you see? Nonsense remains nonsense, even when talked by the world famous scientists.
Yeah.
In another way, he's trying to say that old people also, fools also grow old.
Yeah.
Do you see? So it's not everybody you listen to. It's not everybody's advice you take. Whatever is being said, match it and see if it falls in line with the word of God. And I think the word of God is our guidepost. That is our foundation, and that is what we live our lives by. We don't live our life by proverbs, idiomatic expression,
figure of speech,
wise saying.
Wise saying.
You see somebody, old man, his hair is white, then the man has said something.
Yeah.
He says, oh, God, the man is wise, he's old, he has spoken sense. But John Lennox is saying that nonsense remains nonsense. And what you are saying, if it is nonsense, it doesn't matter who said it. So the word of God is supreme.
Yes.
The word of God is the ultimate.
Yes.
So faith comes by hearing. That's why we encourage young people to listen to preaching.
Yes.
Listen to preaching messages. Keep listening to them. Okay. Because the more worldly songs you also listen to, you grow up believing those words. Okay. Some musician be who have said something that has been your philosophy all your life.
Oh.
And you live your life by it. And you see that you grow up and your life is going a certain direction, not knowing what to do because you have listened to somebody very early in your life and it registers in your head.
I mean, and Rev, you know, what you hear affects you in the sense that, you know, when, I mean, I think one of the, was it the, one of this World Cup when, I mean, that was Zidane's last match he was playing.
The one he fought with the guy.
Yes. Where, according to him, I think Materazzi also was saying a lot of things that infuriated him.
Constantly saying things. So, as they were on the pitch.
Just on the, at a point, Zidane, who is known to be a decent player, who has played football, and that was even his last time he's playing for France to resign. Just went and headbutted the defender.
He was affected by what the guy was saying.
What the guy was, at a point, he was being demoralized.
Mm.
So he felt like, no, what I'm hearing is too much for me. I can't take it. So he couldn't even control himself. Yeah. Then just went ahead and had, I mean, that has been one of, you see, it has even dinged and Zidane's football career.
Yeah.
Because of all of that he played football, something of such has never been said about him. But that particular moment that he's playing the last time for his team and is resigning from international football. And actually, France could have won that match if Zidane had not headbutted them.
Mm.
But when he did that, the whole team was affected.
Wow.
Just one person.
What he heard.
Demoralized him, headbutted the player, shown a red card, affected. He was also the captain, the leader of the team. Affected the whole team.
Affected the whole country.
The whole country. Then they lost the match.
Yeah.
And even in the Bible, David and Goliath, the Bible says that Goliath began to defame the name of God.
Constantly go and say.
So at a point, the whole of Israel, including the king of
Israel, they were afraid
of Goliath because of he has not fought them.
Mm.
But what he's saying alone has killed their morale. Mm.
So what you say, parents, sometimes you see children around and out of anger, useless boy, foolish boy, oh, papa down tolo. And sometimes they even bring husbands, oh, papa down tolo, your father, who is a womanizer, he's a drunkard, look at your head like your uncle who couldn't make it in life. So then you hear parents, one day I'll poison you. I overheard a parent telling the child, I'll poison you, I'll poison you to die, and you see that you have died. And I said, if the children die, how would they see that they have died?
Yeah.
You see, so as you keep saying the thing, the child feels unwanted, the child feels useless. And many children come to church, they go to our schools feeling dejected.
Yes.
I mean, because a parent kept telling them that you are useless.
Yes.
And even we have teachers, school teachers, oh, look at your head. Look at even this, your friends. Everybody is getting 10 over 10. Look at you, 2 over 10. You'll be best for selling charcoal. And when you say things like this, it affects the child. Faith comes by hearing. So what you hear constantly,
affects
you believe it. You have faith in it.
You actually become what you hear.
It's true.
You become what you hear.
It's true. Because last time I was just thinking about how people become lawyers.
Yes.
You sit in a class, somebody talk. Then they say you've moved to class 2. You talk, class 3. Then you go out. Like even in the law profession.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's not even, let's say, with doctors, you say you are going to cut people open so that you have done practicals.
Yeah.
But here, is somebody talking. Then one day they say, you write your name and add Esquire.
Esquire, yeah.
I mean, how did you become Esquire? You became Esquire because somebody kept talking to you, and today you have become that way.
Yes.
So somebody can also talk into your life to behave or to become you've become another version of what this person has become.
Yes,
so it's all about speaking. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I want us to hear more of the word of
more
God.
More of the word of God.
And our lives will be better.
More of the word of God.
Mm. Pastor Peter, all too soon our time is up.
Oh.
But we have a lot of questions coming in. I'm sure next week, God willing, If God gives us grace and we are in the studio, we will look for solutions to a lot of questions. Yeah. I mean, a lot. Ishra from Botiano, I mean, a lot of your questions. We are believing God that God will give us time and grace so that maybe in this season we could be coming your way to be answering your questions. Pastor Peter, your final words to the children who are listening to us.
Wow. So to every young child, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 is what I'm going to give it to you. This is a Christian children's program, and I know every child who sent a text here loves God because this is not talented kids that we
at
are
all,
doing.
At all.
And any child who tests on this.
It means that the person is listening, the person loves
yes,
God.
Loves
the
God,
has
yes.
Question and wants questions, answers
yeah.
to.
So what I will just leave you is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
Wow.
And I just want you to
Ecclesiastes, yes. What does it say?
It says that remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth.
Okay.
While the evil days come not.
Evil days come
nor
not.
Nor the years draw nigh. Mm. When thou shalt see, I have no pleasure in them.
In them.
I want to read another version to you. The message says that honor and enjoy your creator while you are still young.
Mm.
Before the years take their toll and your vigor wings. Before your vision dims and the word bless and the winter years keep you close to the fire.
Mm.
I think the NLT will also do. Then I just explain to you. It's that don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your creator.
Mm.
Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say life is not pleasant anymore. So my advice is to young people is that this is the best moment to serve God.
Okay.
This is the best moment to give your all to God. This is the best moment to do something meaningful with your life to God.
Yeah.
Because in John 10 verse 10, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Okay.
And you see, when you look at these three things, first of all, the thief makes he steals you from God's presence. Number one. That's the same thing he did in the garden. He steals you from God's presence. Then he kills your desire for the things of God.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I would advise that you should take God seriously in your life and work with God.
Wow.
God bless you so much.
God bless you so much, Pastor Peter. Young people, God bless you. It's been an exciting journey. And then privileged to have you on our show this morning. Thank you for sending in your messages, your questions to us on Generation 419. And I believe that gradually, when we come your way, your questions will be answered. It's been a pleasure. Keep listening to Sweet Melodies 94.3. This has been Reverend EK, your regular host on Generation 419. God bless you. Have a good... Tomorrow is Sunday. Try and make it to church. Wherever you are, try and make it to church. And I believe that you will not forget your maker. God bless you. Have a good day. Bye.
And elegance that can bear the darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who